Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hello, Olivier. Florian speaking.
Hi, Andreas.
Hello.
Hello, Andreas.
How many people are we?
At the moment, three.
Three?
Which is quite good for 1 minute after the call.
On my clock on the PC, it's 4 minutes late.
No, it's just 1 minute after, so everything easy.
Okay. I have different times on the PC and on my watch.
So I just added a bit of items to the agenda.
Hey.
Not that much. Just have a look. But there's maybe one task I will throw over at you, Andreas, just so you're warned.
Participation of.
You need to get one. Not only you, but it's really urgent now. And
I think
yeah.
So. We should finish that task to in front of the conference. But we have a decision about it. But I don't know.
I'll tell more later. Basically, we have a few more offers. Someone needs to take them, check them, make a proposal. We sign it. End of story.
Yeah. I have spent my whole time with the nice conference side today.
Yeah, I know. Busy times for everyone. Yesterday evening, one of our servers had a hard disk error, of course.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to make a free evening, something is fucked up. So, yeah.
Florian, I know how it works with the sponsors. You let the first line is you can write inside what you want. That will never display it if there are more than one item.
So who just joined?
That was my day.
Quillen.
Got it.
Hi, Quillen.
Hello, everyone. Charles speaking.
Hi, Charles. Lauren here.
Hey, how you doing?
Despite spending all the public holiday working, I'm fine. But I think it's a burden everyone shares.
Yes, indeed.
Let's wait 2 more minutes and then.
I'm reinstalling my Arch Linux system.
Oh, be happy it's not Gentoo, because then you would it would need weeks.
Oh, I just had to shroot into my system. How cool is that?
Hey, I'm even cooler. I now can use Gitter. So.
I'm doing that for some months.
Yeah, not me, but starting to set up the new wiki and getting all the files via Git because it's much better.
Yeah.
And so, well, it's actually not using Git, it's just downloading via Git, which is a difference to actually using it, but it's a start.
Yeah, well, it has everything in, most everything in GitHub. And get it from there or from other repos for for the plone site.
Okay, shall we just start? Torsten is not joining, he wrote, and I don't know about the others. Actually, we don't have that much on the agenda. Let's start. Mostary question, who's writing minutes? I have no clue who didn't for the longest time, so...
I that would be me, but I'm in a state of, you know, everybody's going to think that I'm getting out of this every time. So I actually cannot type unless I'm on my phone.
Okay.
Oh,
hello. Italo.
Ah, Italo, ciao. I think you're going to take the minute.
I knew you would be saying that.
Last one has to...
So, Italo, can you or did you take the minutes last time?
Sorry?
Can you take the minutes actually or did you recently? Hello?
I'll do that next time, but this time it's really impossible.
Okay. Andreas, when did you take minutes last time?
I have to do some tasks.
Someone has to. Olivier, Andreas, I mean, we can only take those people in the call.
Okay.
Well, you're asking me to do something that I have is going to be difficult for me. So many things to do.
That's true for everyone.
Yeah.
So let me see who has... I just named someone, so Björn Drosten at last. Time.
Yeah.
Then Tristan again. It was Michael. Quite often it was Tristan, I just see. So, Andreas, if I'm not mistaken, you did mid June the last time. So, can I just drop that off to you knowing that you're busy as hell?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Andreas. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, let's start. Andreas, you ready?
I try.
You try to be ready, okay. So, keeper of the minutes, you. Session chair is obviously me. So, who do we have in the call? We have Andreas. We have Italo. We have Charles. We have Quaylen,
yeah.
We have Olivier and Florian. I read out again in case I missed someone. Andreas, Italo, Charles, Quaylen, Olivier and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Andreas, you're obviously representing Torsten then, since you're the only deputy in the call and he asked one of the deputies to jump in.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Beauty Chair is in the call, and we have, actually, let me see, we have six people in the call, which is more than half the board. That means we have a quorum. We have six votes. That means we need four votes for making a decision. Invitation
yes.
Correct. Oh, what a surprise. All the previous minutes should be in the wiki. Indeed, they are. Published and like, okay, so much for the formalities. First thing is a trial budget for LibreOffice conference, which I would propose to postpone. Problem is, we once agreed on €5,000 in total for the budget. What we unfortunately missed a bit is to tell people that they can get travel refund. We have so far approved, I think, traveling of Jean and Olivier, which is roughly in total about €3,000, leaving us €2,000 left. Given that we have only 2 weeks until the conference, I propose that we just talk to Torsten and Jacqueline from FRODEF, because I think we received some more funding from sponsors that we can use for travel funding. In other words, I'd like to approve a budget, but I have no numbers at the moment. If anyone is wiser than me, please let me know.
So you would like to have like a budget estimate on what you can still donate, or I haven't understood the question.
No, I wanted to fix a budget. We so far have fixed a budget from TDF for 5,000 euro for travel funding of community members to the conference. And so far we have approved on spending roughly about 3,000 euro, which is for flying Jean and Olivier in. And that leaves us 2,000 euro. I guess that there will be travel funding requests higher than 2,000 euro, so I wanted to extend that budget. But at the moment, I lack the numbers. I know that FroDev has received some more sponsoring for the conference, which also is money that we could use for travel refund. But I have no numbers, so we cannot vote on
that. You may, if that's possible, of course, you may want to add 5,000 more to that just for travel fund.
That's about the number I was thinking. But I need numbers what we have as donation income first. So we'll postpone that, and we could vote on the list, I guess. I need to ask Jacqueline what we have from the conference sponsors, and then check our accounting and approve some more money. But that's what I was thinking about. Approving about 4,000 euro more might, 5,000 euro more might make sense to cover the expenses. So then, let's postpone that, since nobody's in the call who has better idea on that. I will just send a reminder to the list when I have the numbers. Okay, so for you, Andreas, you can just sum it up as we want to extend the travel refund budget given we have enough sponsorship. And we'll discuss details on the list.
Write something down and you can look over it.
Okay, perfect. Second item, a quick report about the donation campaign. We have started the campaign roughly a week ago with the new donate page, which is translated in about 6-7 languages. Quite good work on that. And so far we have been receiving about, I'd say, 2,000 euro in donations, which is the amount what we normally make in a month. What we are currently missing is concrete goals, and that's something we're currently working on the marketing website mailing list. We want to add a donation progress bar like we had last time, and Charles posted some good ideas on various areas of the project and the funding we need, so we want to refine that, because I think when we show people concrete goals, there is a much higher chance for funding. Sorry, Italo?
No, I agree.
Ah, okay.
Of course we need, yeah.
But I think it's quite good for a week. 2,000 euro is quite a good value. But of course showing people the needs in various areas may help. And what I also plan, I have quite a comprehensive list of German non-IT magazines, like, you know, popular magazines or radio stations, whatever. And I'd like to write a short mock-up of what we have achieved, what kind of foundation we are, so in a non-technical way, to get the word out on that and also make the LibreOffice brand a bit stronger. And hopefully we can get coverage on that, but I didn't manage so far. So reaching out to a broader audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Andreas?
Should I write many things about it or not?
No, just sum it up. Donation campaign is running roughly 2,000 euro within a week.
2,000?
2,000, roughly 2,000 euro.
Okay.
Which is what we make normally in a month. And we want to add concrete goals, a donation progress bar, or a donation barometer, and reach out also to non-IT media.
Florian, do you have a balance from PayPal and Concardis, such as to see the amount donated by each individual country or whatever currency?
For PayPal, I would have to extract it, but for Concardis, where we receive, at least from the quantity, not so many donations as with PayPal, but for Concardis, I can have a quick look, because they divided into the currency. Just 1 second, and I can give you some detailed numbers. For PayPal, I would have to check. It's a bit more complicated here. They don't have a nice interface.
No, just that if at the end of the month you can publish this data.
That's what we can do, definitely.
Okay.
I think we had quite a boost, since you're asking, quite a boost in Brazil and the nations. I didn't write down the numbers in detail, but just from a gut feeling, lots of Brazilian donations came in recently.
Yeah. I saw also, we did a pretty much hard campaign here with the social media and so on.
Let me see what we have. Just quickly, they're nicely summing up. So... For Brazil, we have, since we started, 225 real is the currency, I think, in Brazil.
Yeah, that's correct.
225. Just for Concardis, I don't know, for PayPal, that's the amount of Brazil that we have so far.
I think this is about the same figure. It's about $200.
Okay. Then just
nice
a then it's roughly the same that we have in euro. We have 188 euro with Concardis. US dollar has a boost with about 600 US dollar coming in so far.
I had a question here because I still think that compared to our initial fundraising, maybe I'm wrong, but the donation does not seem to be that important. Did we set a deadline, or is that we just operate based on what can be achieved and donation goals?
I think we did not set a deadline and we did not set concrete goals. The messaging was that, and this was Italozadi, which I really like, so I embedded it into the PM draft, that the community can or the donors can define the budget for next year. What we should come up very soon is concrete figures, like we need just this and that amount of infrastructure, this and that amount of travel refund, and build a donation barometer out of that, because last time we had a concrete goal, a concrete deadline, and that really helped. So the deadline would be end of the year, the end of the quarter, but the concrete goal is missing at the moment. It just gives us money to define a budget, and if we can come up with concrete figures, that would help. That's something we should do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that we should publish something like a post on the blog every now and then, remembering at which stage we are, and talking about the overall, maybe focusing on a specific task or a specific objective and describing it. So might be infrastructure, might be talking at conferences, might be any other kind of activity that is, or even marketing and traveling around to present LibreOffice and the Document Foundation. So that's we can put together budgets for all of these kind of activities, and then make a specific post on each one, describing in more in depth what we are going to do.
Yeah, that's I think similar to what Charles proposed, currently on the marketing list, with several steps that we can reach in various areas like infrastructure, marketing, feature development, and so on. I think that makes sense to get some visuals, some figures, and clearly state what we do or did with the money and what can be reached if we had more money.
Exactly.
So that's something we are working on, and I'd like to follow up on that very soon. Because if people see a concrete goal, I guess they're more likely to donate.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so what's next? And anything else to the donation campaign?
Not from my side.
Okay, then once again, this boring topic of money investment. We still didn't finish. Unfortunately, it's only Andreas and me in this call, so I don't want to overly extend it. Just to briefly sum it up, we still have those €50,000 on a bank account. Agreed, we want to put it somewhere. We made a decision, and then after this foundation meeting in June or July, Mike Schienagel presented some more offers, which might be a bit better, fit a bit better to ethical investment and so on. Status quo, I have about 3, 4, or 5 offers on my desk, which I simply didn't manage to look at as yet. They're, of course, in German, so this is something the Germans have to do. I guess I write to them in private. I definitely want to have a decision this month, which means that someone or a group of people have to take those offers, compare them, make a proposal, send it for Torsten and me to sign, and then finally check this overly annoying agenda item. But I think there's no need to discuss it here in depth because it's just Andreas and me here. But just to show where we stand. Okay, so it doesn't bring us any benefit. It's low interest, but we have to do it, and I just want to get this crap from the table, to be honest. Okay. Andreas, you added something about the foundation day.
Yeah. I wrote it in a mail. They have our head of foundations, head of association of foundations, has the idea of a foundation day in 2013, next year, on the 1st of October, and they have we can participate in that with different items. We can make something very new. That's interesting. Or we can postpone or something that we will already do on that day, so that we get into that campaign. The campaign is to show that strength and the idea of foundations, and so they want to make the foundation publicly visible with some actions. I think we should participate with in that campaign. They will launch on the 1st of January. They will launch a website about the Foundation Day 2013. There will be listed the different actions of the foundation that will participate. So we had to decide, I think, up to November or December, what we will, if and how we will participate. What's that nice noise?
So when's the deadline for deciding?
They don't tell it, but if they launch a website in January, or at the beginning of January, then I think the deadline would be December or November.
Okay,
I
so then
know
I...
if they have a deadline, but if you want to be the first runner, then we should decide and fill the form in November or something like that.
Okay, so shall we just gather during the conference in Berlin and talk about it?
Yes, that was Michael's proposal. I think that's a good idea, but we should think about it. I think the marketing has to do that.
Yeah, indeed, that's what I wanted to ask you. Can you, it's not that urgent, but in the next days post to the marketing list maybe and to the German discuss list, spread the word.
Not so successful with that.
You did already?
No, this topic not, the other one.
Just post it to the list. I think if we make it open, it's good. Even if nobody replies, we can always gather in Berlin and talk about it.
Yeah.
But let's post it to the list to share it and to maybe get interested parties involved. And also, please post it to the German list, since we might get some more volunteers who are not subscribed to the global marketing list.
Yeah. But maybe we can do a special event, or we can do some public relations campaign, or maybe we can put one of our releases to that date.
I think what we should do is use that for fundraising, because you can reach a broad and usually not so poor audience. Foundations usually deal with lots of money compared to others. We are really a poor one, because they usually deal with 100,000 or even millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So jumping on that might make sense.
Yeah. Will we agree on that we participate?
I think we don't need a vote yet.
Okay.
I mean, it's just usual community work, and best is if you put it on a list, we discuss, and if there is something to approve, like an expense, we can always do. Otherwise, it's something the marketing community should decide, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's for the... That's for the public part. Actually, for the private part, I wanted to talk a bit to the newly elected membership committee, but I guess nobody is in the call, so we could as well omit that. The first question, is there something for the public part you would like to discuss about? And second question, is there any need for a private call?
Yes, I would like to give you some background on what I wrote yesterday in the list.
Okay, then have a private call afterwards.
Just 5 minutes, not
yeah,
more.
Yeah, sure. No
okay,
problem.
Florian, you had to sum up if we are in the same state, six person.
Yeah. I'm here. Italo is still here.
Florian as well, he's talking all of the time.
Yes, he's also talking.
first, just anything more for the public part, or are we done with the agenda now?
I have nothing.
Then we are done, that's good. So Andreas
okay.
is here, Italo is here, myself is here, I just heard Olivier. Quentin Charles, you're here as well?
Yes, I'm here as well.
Okay, perfect. Then I think everyone is here.
Are we having a private call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear you in the private call.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye, here then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.